Hey, baby.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Tweety. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in the celebrity news, y'all. The prayer warriors are being solicited right now as we speak, y'all, for Alicia Keys and her husband, Swizz Beatz, y'all. It's being reported, y'all, that Swizz Beatz is allegedly, y'all, still hooking up with his beautiful ex-wife singer, Miss Mashonda. Now, they're saying, y'all, that when Swizz goes visit the baby, honey, he also visits the baby mama, y'all. And they're saying that they were definitely deeply in love, y'all, before Alicia Keys allegedly was cheating with Swizz Beatz, which is allegedly a serial cheater.
Say it ain't so, girl.
It ain't so, but let me tell you something. I told y'all this when they sold their doggone New York mansion the other doggone day. That something is going on with that, honey. And let me tell you, like my friend, I have a friend, honey. She lost her wonderful husband to a cheating woman that was cheating with her cheating husband. And she said, you know what, Gary? Since my husband cheated on me with this woman, guess what, honey? I'm fit to become the mistress, and I'm going to cheat back with him and make her suffer. And that's what's happening with Alicia Keys, allegedly, y'all. So this is what happened. So, but we got to keep Alicia lifted up in our prayers. And while we're praying for y'all, too.
It's a tough one,
baby. But honey, if your husband cheating on you, honey, would a woman cheat back with him when that him and that woman get together?
Then our fantasia little dude go back to his wife too.
Sure, doggone did, baby.
So
these,
all the black men going back home, Gary?
They not going back home, but I tell you what, they are going in. They going in damn dragging. They taking all the sissy's job, honey. Okay, here you go. Yes, honey, you got doggone what's his name, Charles Barkley. He posing in that doggone Dyer commercial in a dress, honey, in drag, looking like
that
a
was
big
Serena Williams.
I thought it was Serena too, Ricky. When I saw that, how could he do that? The sissy's can't even have a job. Because doggone football, basketball, tennis players all dressing up in drag, honey. I mean, what's the world coming to? That's why they got a thing called homo thug, because the doggone sissies got to act like thugs now, because the doggone straight men dressing up like sissies. But anyway, child, that's neither here nor there.
What is we going to do? What is a single black woman to do?
Girl, she going to sit with a candle, honey, and burn her candle and wait till it go out, and then maybe somebody might come along, honey, and be there with her. But as for now, honey, they dressing up in drag, child. So, girl, honey, how you think we feel?
All the single ladies, come talk to me. I'm having counseling sessions at my apartment.
Counseling on what?
All the single ladies at the press
go
and her.
Next door, Gary.
Okay. Beautiful and chocolate. Come over to the house.
And they go to your house.
The address is 1213 44 Place North.
Do you have enough room? Y'all already got a harem of women up over there now, honey.
Oh, ain't nobody over there. Yeah, you know, I like the hair company on Thursday night. Oh, first Thursday. 48 be on. They you know, got to be quiet in my house.
So unsexy.
Hey, one thing I will say, Gary will go. Gary, help. Gary,
your dog's all right. I work with my doggone boss, baby. I get him. Oh, but Ricky.
Gary's nickname is The Help.
That's right. Baby, Ricky, last night I was in the mall, and I hope she listened. I think her name was Angela. Baby, this girl had a butt like Nicki Minaj.
I called her Nicki. You get her number for
me. I know. I thought about it. Hell, after she didn't walk away, but she might be listening, honey. I said, all right, girl, baby. She had the last butt, honey.
What kind of shoes she had on, baby?
Oh, she had on some gold shoes. They were some Alexander McQueen's, honey, and she was buying some sunglasses at the sunglass place. But baby,
what kind of dress she had on?
No, she had on some pants. She had on some tight, some glittery tights, Ebony. I know they made those, but she was giving
it,
baby.
Yeah, like some glittery leggings, Gary?
Yes, that's what she had on.
Give me some of them.
Okay, but baby, she was giving it. I'm like, work, niece, honey. Give
me. What happened to that girl you introduced me to that time?
I got a couple more for you, brother.
You got me, Gary.
Yeah, please.
Hey, all y'all dudes out there that be hating on Gary with the seat, let me tell you something about Gary. Boy, he'll hook you up.
I think you'd be testing him out on
Gary. Got all
the Kahlua today, y'all. The great color is one of my favorite Kahluas for spring. My Kahlua today is Loggy Cave. On the high end, you say Loggy Cave, and on the low end, say Bronco. Let me tell y'all something, baby.
Gary, yeah, I win that lottery. Y'all, he's straight.
He be sampling the product.
If I win that lottery tonight, baby, I would be living in a damn Loggy
Cave. Gary, you be beating him up, Gary.
I don't beat him up. That's why I sit under y'all. And then, honey, I tell him.
You fold him in half.
Gary, did you make him go?
That's so nasty.
Ricky Smiley.